The ripped-open anti-fashion cabaret produced by Deer Crossing the Art Farm packed the C3 Gymnasium in Gibson's on January 28. The event's centerpiece was a runway show with 15 models who displayed apparel created from repurposed textiles. "We like to put art in all mediums into places you just don't expect, like a gym," said Sandy Buck, who designed the bulk of the outfits on display. Buck quoted her late friend ex-Wupolich, Barbara Higgins, who encouraged her audacious dreams, "People are here to support us. All we have to do is ask. When you have something to ask, just put it to the wind." The crowded cabaret concluded by opening a pop-up shop selling original fashions by Buck and associate designers. Electrifying performances. The musical catalog of 1970s rockers Creedence Clearwater Revival brought down the house at the Raven's Cry Theater on January 27. Musicians Anthony Della Croce, Mike Kelly, Scott Young, and Mike Nitsche, collectively the Bad Moon Riders, performed CCR classics that prompted spontaneous dancing by audience members, and pushed the limits of the Raven's Cry electrical systems. With nary a chord chart in sight, the foursome steered the show to an exultant encore performance of Little Richard's Good Golly, Miss Molly. Kevin and Jennifer McGarry, proprietors of the Raven's Cry Theater, have announced that more live musical performances, including tribute acts, will be coming soon to their establishment. In the meantime, the venue's regular live broadcasts from the Metropolitan Opera will be supplemented by high-definition simulcasts from the National Theatre of Great Britain. Dear England, a new play written by James Graham and directed by Rupert Gould, leads the way on February 17. Browse to ravenscrytheatre.com for details. Landscape of Acclaim. Five works by Sunshine Coast painter Jan Poynter will be featured in an upcoming exhibition of the Federation of Canadian Artists at Granville Island. Submissions to the Federation Scenes from Canada show were evaluated by a jury. Poynter was surprised to learn that every one of the landscape paintings she submitted was accepted. "I am most excited because these are part of my fresh style and application. Larger workers inspired by working on location and my small gouache sketches," said Poynter. The Scenes from Canada show runs from February 20 to March 10, both at the Federation's gallery on Granville Island and online at artists.ca. Big Yellow Taxi to the Grammys. The Recording Academy, the American institution composed of musicians and producers, has announced that Joni Mitchell will perform at the Grammy Award ceremony this Sunday, February 4, in Los Angeles. It will be her first time performing at the annual event. Mitchell, a part-time resident of the Sunshine Coast, has been nominated for an award in the folk music category for last year's release Joni Mitchell at Newport. The album was recorded live at the Rhode Island Folk Festival. If successful, the award would be Mitchell's 10th Grammy. The show will be televised on CityTV beginning at 5 p.m. Daniel Kingsbury legacy grows on. The Daniel Kingsbury Music for Youth Endowment is now open for 2024 applications by Sunshine Coast youth aged 13 to 19. The previous year was mistakenly mentioned in last week's Coast Reporter. Information sheets and nomination forms are available by browsing to coastculture.com. Donations to the fund are welcomed year-round. They can be made directly through the Sunshine Coast Foundation. The foundation will issue charitable tax receipts for all donations received. Gifts can be made online, tinyurl.com/dkmusicfund by e-transfer, ed@sunshinecoastfoundation.org, or by check, P.O. Box 1343 Seashelt BCV 0N3A0. Specify the Daniel Kingsbury Fund when gifting by e-transfer or check. Festival A Fit for Everyone. The 50th Annual Sunshine Coast Festival of the Performing Arts will take place in 2024, from April 9 to 25. The festival, whose performances are adjudicated by professional musicians and dramatic artists, is open to amateur performers of all ages and abilities. Registrations for the festival must be received by February 14. The 2024 syllabus and online registration details are available at coastfestival.com. Volunteers are also welcome and can learn more by emailing Festival President Sarah Lowis at info@coastfestival.com.